Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And yes, it's time for Horror Month. Last weekend I did some non-horror stuff, but now we are in the mix. And let's just get it started out right. It's a movie that's premiering on Shudder. And they, you know, Shudder, they specialize in like horror thriller type programming, not just movies. They also have TV shows on there as well. I recently binged the Creepshow series, which was pretty good. So yeah, I mean, if you're interested in horror movies, horror content, then Shudder might be for you. I know they have some type of free promo that they're doing. But anyway, enough of the non-sponsored promo I'm doing right now. The movie I'm reviewing today is a Shudder original. It's the latest in the VHS found footage anthology series. This one is called VHS 94. Now, my horror vets already know about this series, but for the uninitiated, it's kind of a mixed bag. There were a total of three before this one, VHS, VHS 2, and VHS Viral, being the weakest of the three. But each one definitely had some standout stories. Amateur Night was probably my favorite from the first one. Gives you a new perspective on bringing a strange woman back to your hotel room, that's for sure. VHS 2, which I think, in my opinion, is the best one. People disagree with me, but I like pretty much all the stories in that one. But if I had to pick a favorite, it was definitely Safe Haven, which was a story that's made actually a lot of most disturbing lists when you look it up. It's a cult story at its finest with some demonic elements thrown in for good measure. One of those stories that goes left real quick. And finally, VHS Viral, which again, you know, wasn't up to par with the other two. Even the main story was kind of gimmicky and wasn't all that interesting, but there was one that stood out to me, which is called Parallel Monsters, a story about a guy that opens up a portal to an alternate world and alternate universe of himself, and they agree to actually switch places and explore each other's worlds for 15 minutes. So let's just say the people and everything looked the same, but when it got down to it, things were very different, and I liked the way that one ended a lot. So just skip to that one if you do decide to watch VHS Viral, and just watch that one story and then stop. But anyway, now we have VHS 94. So based off the last one, I did not have high hopes for this one. However, I heard they received a negative feedback, and we're going to get back to what made the series good. Just solid stories with good endings, some misdirections. A twist is not required. Some people think every horror movie, you don't have to have a twist. Just give me a good story and end it how it should end. I don't care if there's a twist or not. I don't really need it. But so that's not required. Get back to the basics and try not to do too much. So, is this an improvement on the last one, or maybe it might even be better than part two? Well, what is this one about? The wraparound story that's supposed to tie all this stuff together is about a SWAT team that is raiding this like hangar warehouse type place. There are a bunch of people and dead bodies and body parts and weird stuff going on. Won't get into that at all, spoiler free. But there are these TVs playing, and it's just pretty much just snow on most of the screens. And, oh, I'm sorry. And I know if you're a certain age, you have no idea what snow on TV is or what I'm talking about. But back in 94, which is where this movie takes place, if there was no signal on the TV, you would just get a bunch of like white static, which we used to call snow. So, yeah, just wanted to throw that out there in case you're super young and don't know what snow is. But anyway, the SWAT members stop and they get mesmerized by the screens. And that's how they introduce these different stories that we end up watching. And we jump back and forth between the SWAT thing, you know, after each story ends. And, that's where I stopped. Well, before I stop, let me tell you about the stories real quick. We have a reporter going into a storm drain to follow some kind of story about the Rat King. Then we have a woman in charge of a wake, and it's a stormy night, and they have a closed casket, and, you know, she starts to hear noises coming from the casket. Let's see. Oh, yeah. There's a scientist experimenting on people to create some kind of weapon or something. And then finally, the last story was like this white trash militia mixed with some kind of like vampire monster story or something. And of course, you know, they have to finish off the whole little SWAT thingy that they had going on. So what did the pros think? They came in at a very impressive, very surprising to me, 98% on the Rotten scale, and this is with 40 reviews, so it wasn't like only a couple, so 98%, that's a very high score. Now, the audience, they came in at a 60%, which just squeaks in for a fresh rating on the Rotten scale. And what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives. And they did an excellent job with the look and the feel. Certainly looked old and grainy with muted colors, just like an old VHS tape would. Really great low-budget stuff in a good way, because that's how it's supposed to look. And then there was this infomercial that they cleverly put in there. Back in the day, I mean, like, again, you know, you youngsters don't know the pain and struggle. But sometimes you'd be recording, and the recording would stop and start recording something else, and like right in the middle of a show, you would get like a commercial or something or whatever. And they kind of did this in a clever way here, which I thought was really cool. And it was original, like, infomercial that they used there as well. And yeah, that is about it for positives, because I was really disappointed with this movie. Wow. Where do I start? I was looking forward to this one because I thought it could, at least would have been an upgrade from the last one. But my unpopular opinion, I think VHS Viral is better than this one. And I didn't like Viral that much. So, yeah, the wraparound story in this is just complete nonsense. It's not even worth talking about. It was a poor excuse to get them to watch the videos and tie everything together. So that just didn't work. In the other three, at least there were reasons behind watching the found footage. And it was kind of woven into the narrative. And it made a whole lot more sense than this one did. And these stories, if I have to pick the best one, and this one wasn't all that great, it would be the first story with the reporter. That one was the most coherent of all the entries. It had a nice setup, some creepy visuals, nice jump scare in there, or jump startle, as I like to call them, and a solid ending. The rest of these stories, honestly, were boring, and they went nowhere slowly. How do you go nowhere slowly in an anthology where you only got like 10 to 15 minutes to get your story off? I get what they were trying to do here. I really do. They were going for that same look and feel of the original, because the original VHS had that grimy, gritty look, and it was real grainy and everything, and this one was similar in look and feel to that one, while VHS 2, they upgraded the visuals big time. It looked like, you know, it cost more money, which, you know, probably did. But yeah, this is not it. This did not work for me at all on any level. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? What do you think? Absolutely not. I would put this one at a 40% on the Rotten scale. The look and feel of this was on point. The first story was promising, and I thought, you know, things would pick up. But they actually don't. They go downhill very quickly. And how in the hell did those 40 viewers come in at 98%? Did they even see the other movies? This movie was not consistent in quality with those other movies at all. My order right now would be VHS 2, VHS, VHS Viral, and then this one. I recommend you watch the first two and then just stop. Those had some good stories, and the main wraparound story that tied everything together made sense, and it had a nice ending all on its own, and normally the wraparound story is just a throwaway thing. These last two are not even worth mentioning, Viral and this one, 94. And I actually, to be honest, I had to rewind this movie three different times because I dozed off. I literally fell asleep watching this thing, and it was that bad. And you know, like I said, I should have just let it play. I don't know why I rewound it to watch this. Anyway, I had to be fair, so I had to watch it all the way through. But anyway, I'm very disappointed with this. I was hoping to start this month off with a bang. My bad. So yeah, if I haven't been clear about this yet, definitely skip this one. Under no circumstances should you watch this other than out of curiosity. You have been warned. If you want to watch a good anthology on Shudder that's not being shown anywhere else, there was the Mortuary Stories. That one was really good. Each story incrementally got better. The wraparound story had a very nice ending. It was very satisfying. Watch that one instead of this. Yeah, you really don't want to watch this one. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out my Instagram and my Facebook, same name. I'm up on all streaming platforms now, so everywhere, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, everywhere. So no excuse not to check me out, listen, and yeah. You know, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Next episode will be a brand new movie in the theaters. If you are a horror fan, you already know which one I'm talking about. If you're not, no, I'm not going to tell you now. You got to come back. Stay tuned. Listen to the next episode and you will know what movie I will be dropping next. Well, all right. Well, thank you again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.